does it work?
Do you know?
How does it work?
Do you know?
Things that go up, things that go down, things that go pop, things that go round. Yes, it's the return of that theme tune.
It's going to be
on CBeebies this afternoon. Getting very, very excited in my household because presenting, of course, Do You Know on CBeebies is back for a second series, and that's Maddie Moat, and she joins us right now. Morning, Maddie.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I am not bad at all, not bad at all. This is so exciting, back for a second series.
I know, I know. It's so strange for me because we filmed it last year. So it's been quite, you know, quite a long time in the waiting. So I'm so excited for people to finally see it.
How come it's taken so long? Is it, I mean, obviously they've upped the production values, I'm imagining, this time round after what a success it was last time.
To be honest, it's just the way it works. It's just that they had decided that they wanted a second series, but, you know, they just have to wait until it's the right time to put it out on television for all sorts of reasons. Could be because of other programmes or whatever. But I've had to just be really patient.
Well, you've done very, very well indeed. The first series was a massive hit in my household. You must be recognisable now to 5 and 6-year-olds right across the country.
Yes, it definitely happens, especially in places where I might, like, where people might expect to find me, like a science museum or something. But to be honest, other than that, like, it's fine. Like, I find that children don't tend to look up, so usually I can just go about my way, and actually nobody has a clue, and that's fine by me.
But it's been such a success, this show, a BAFTA award winning as well. I mean, you can't go wrong with that, Maddie. Well done.
Thank you. The BAFTA is it's sat on my coffee table at home, just staring at me.
Is it really?
It still feels really bizarre that to even have one. But of course, I'm so grateful for it. Like, it was incredible news. So it just looks at me now from a coffee table whenever I have a cup of tea.
What was the ceremony like? Did you have a speech prepared? Because I recently got an award myself, and we were not expecting it. So
really? Did you have a speech?
No, we weren't even allowed to do a speech, which was probably a good idea.
I didn't have a speech because we were nominated for 2 awards. And I thought the show might be successful. So I had sort of a speech prepared for that, but I didn't necessarily think, I didn't think at all that I would be up for presenter, or that I would get the presenter award. So luckily I was able to take my speech from one and kind of use it for the other. But I, you know, you don't want to sort of like look like you've assumed that you'd win. So I didn't want to like whip out a speech and start reading it because it looks too presumptuous. So thankfully, I just had a small list of names and I worked off that. But I felt like I had to at least be coherent, because if you're nominated for, you know, best presenter, you can't go up there and be rubbish. I was a little bit prepared.
Did you practice? I mean, you didn't have to use it, but did you practice the losing face of like, oh, well, yes, very, very well deserved.
No, luckily our table was right at the back of the room. So I think we were all just sort of like burying our heads in nervousness, and no cameras were on us, thankfully.
Brilliant. That's the way to do it. Definitely. That's the way to do it. Now, new series of Do You Know? It starts tonight on CBeebies. Very exciting. What, lots of things that we found out about last series, of course, and Isabel absolutely loved it, my daughter. What things have you got for us this series?
Okay, so in the first week alone, you have how do shipping containers work? You've got how is bubble wrap made, which I think will be a bit of a highlight.
Oh, yes.
We've got clocks, how do clocks work? How is cutlery made? We have how do ice rinks work? Ooh. And how are bouncy castles made? What was so nice about this second series, that the first series, we didn't have any input really from the audience. We'd spoken to a few schools, but that was about it. So in choosing the topics this series, we really have taken some of the most requested suggestions from the audience. So there are a couple of things that have gone in there on request of parents and kids that I think will be really successful. So I'm looking forward to those ones. I think for me, a big one is hand dryers, which might not sound that exciting, but I know that's something that a lot of parents have asked for, because I had no idea that hand dryers can be quite intimidating. So, you know, we've kind of looked at those and tried to make that fun.
Yeah, no, I know kids that used to go absolutely crazy, bonkers, whenever the hand dryers used to go on. My daughter Isabel was always used to be a bit scared of them, I must admit.
So that's one we're throwing in there.
I like that, I like that. Talking of requests, Maddie, I did speak to my daughter to get some thoughts, and she does have a question for you. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Here we go. So this is my five-year-old daughter Isabel. Here she is.
Hello, Maddie. My name is Isabel, and I'm 5 years old. I'm nearly six.
What's your favourite Do You Know episode?
Every one of them.
Really? All of them?
Yeah.
I thought you particularly liked the one where Maddie showed you how a toilet worked.
Yeah, it was pretty disgusting, but yeah.
It was pretty disgusting, you're quite right. Is there anything that you think Maddie should tell you all about this series?
Yes, Daddy. I would like to know how a radio station works.
Okay, that's an interesting one. I've not had the call from Maddie to come to the radio station, so it's slightly awkward. Do you think she should come in and find out how it works?
Yeah!
No pressure now, Maddie. No pressure.
Oh, no, well, if Isabel says, I'm going to have to make it happen for Series 3, aren't I?
There you go, there you go. Series 3, how does radio station work? It's got to be done, got to be done.
That was very sweet.
Oh, she is very sweet, there's no doubt about that. Now, Maddie, you're our non-sporting sports pundit today, which is how we can shoehorn you into the show. England, of course, lost the cricket. I would imagine you're devastated about that.
Yeah, I can't get over it.
Okay. Were you particularly sporty when you were growing up?
Was I? Yeah, I was. I was. Sadly, not so much now, but I used to do quite a lot of team sports. Yeah.
What sort of sports did you take part in yourself?
Well, I mean, at school, the standards, hockey, netball, cross country, when it was freezing cold in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't do so much of that now. Now I kind of just, go to the gym and do bits of yoga.
Bits of yoga. See, I've never had a go at yoga, but everybody tells
you
me.
You should.
Really?
You should. It helps with your flexibility.
See, now that's a good idea. I think I need to do that. I've only just joined a gym again, so it's sort of like I'm getting back into it again. But yoga, I don't know, it always scares me. It always scares me. They put themselves in different positions, and it looks a bit painful.
Easy. Go at your own pace. You'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. That's a good idea. See, you're a natural at this non-sporting sports pundit there, Maddie, you see? Right, Maddie, it's Do You Know, it's CBeebies, and what's it on? Is it 4:30 this
4:30.
Afternoon?
4:30 tonight, but then it will be on iPlayer, so set your TV boxes to record and all that good stuff. But yeah, 4:30 p.m. if you want to watch it as and when it goes out.
Brilliant stuff. Maddie, as ever, it's always an absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks for having me.